So I woke up this morning and I thought, what news stories on the weekend kind of jumped out at me and had some sort of effect on me one way or another? And there I was, Herzliya, my alma mater, Herzliya, and El Al Shabbat. El Al Shabbat. Is it going to be Herzliya? Is it going to be Shabbat? Is it going to be Shabbat? Is it going to be Herzliya?
All right, so very quickly update us on El Al.
El Al.
What is the story with El Al?
Well, that's the whole point. They're different stories. And that's my entire point, is get the facts before you jump to a conclusion. El Al ostensibly took off late from New York to get to Israel.
5 hours.
5 hours late. And apparently, story number one, the very religious passengers on board who were Shomer Shabbat, which observed the Sabbath, became super abusive to the stewards and the stewardesses on board, threatening violence to the extent that they wanted to break down and cry. Apparently, it was absolutely awful. But that was story number one. Story number two gave a whole different spin on the entire event.
Do you think they were talking about the same flight? Because there are three flights a day between New York and Israel.
Two of them left late because one went to Athens and one went somewhere else. I don't know where.
Yeah.
But point being that second story kind of let it be known that the El Al pilot told the religious passengers to sit down because he was going to take them back to the gate.
And then took off. The seatbelt lights apparently didn't go on.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Some of the comments online was that the seatbelt lights didn't go on. They weren't told to switch off their cell phones, because they were.
Yeah, because they're going back to the gate. And you know,
maybe
okay,
he just had a lot on his
justifies,
mind.
Nothing justifies being rude and awful to innocent stewards and stewardesses, because that's just uncalled for, unnecessary. But lying to your passengers isn't exactly part of the deal either. I think the whole story ended off really quite well, because every single article that I've seen since then spoke about what a meaningful, enriching Shabbat the passengers had in Athens, I think it was, where they just had a classless Shabbat. Nobody judged anybody because of the clothes they were wearing. So you weren't Haredi because you were wearing black, and you weren't Kippah Srugah because of a kippah you had on you. You were just, you had whatever you had on. You had whatever you were wearing.
Can I ask you, can we just take the story back one, just like one step?
Sure.
Okay. So if you're sitting there and you realize that you haven't boarded yet and that your flight is going to be late because it's 5 hours. Why did you get on the plane?
There's all those questions, but my point...
Unless they were on the plane and had to wait for 4 hours.
Yes, that would be materially different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that would make a difference.
But that is my point. Again, we are so quick to judge, so quick to anger, so quick to make up our minds. And maybe the question that just needs to be asked is, well, what happened before? Why did somebody respond in this particular way? And kind of makes all the difference. It made me think of Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. You need to get into somebody else's shoes and walk around in them.
Can we return to this in a little while?
I think we are.
I definitely want to... We are also going to speak to Al, but I do want to weigh in on this, if that's okay.
I'm happy to.